This game isn't about getting everyone in your book to shape up so that you can finally say, there, you finally changed your ways and you finally behaving in a way that now you cause no separation between me and me when I look at you. And yet, you know, that's what so many of you have been striving for in your relationships. You've been trying to get them to be the way you need them to be so that you can come into alignment with who you are, even though you did not understand it in these terms of vibrational escrow, of source energy spewing into you, in terms of you becoming part of that vibration, in terms of you becoming that newly evolved being. You didn't understand that the way you were feeling was because of the separation between you and you, but now you do, and now you can't go back. So you'll look at some name on some page, and you'll feel them as the rascal that they have been to you, and in the beginning, you'll feel the negative emotion that you've felt for years in some cases when you think about this person, only now you'll stop and you'll consciously acknowledge, I've trained myself into patterns of thought about you that have caused separation in me, but that stops today. And that doesn't mean, you can say to the person who you've written in your book, that doesn't mean that my hatred for you or my despair about you or my concern about you is all of a sudden in one fell swoop going to turn to sunshine and lollipops and joy and love and appreciation. What it does mean is, I now know what my objective is, and I am now once and for all freeing you from any responsibility within it, because you can't stand on your head in enough different ways for me to close my gap. I can do it myself. And we promise you, friends, that in your acknowledgement that you are free to close that gap with them remaining exactly as they are, you're going to find a freedom beyond anything that you've felt before. Because what that means is they can be as they are, which they're probably going to be anyway for a while. And you can find a way of looking at them. Now, this is what you're going to do with the rest of this page that you've written about them. Now, you're not looking for something about them that makes your heart sing for joy. You're looking for a feeling of relief from this feeling that you have. In other words, that's all. You just want to soften the feeling that you're feeling right now a little bit. You just want to close that gap a little bit. In fact, don't even think about closing the gap. Just think about letting go of the oars. And as you let go of the oars, the boat will turn you. The stream will turn your boat. And as you've turned in the stream, you begin to move, you will begin to feel immediate relief. So what will begin to happen is, so many of the circumstances, it might be your president, it might be some leader of some other nation, it might be some world event, it might be some economic situation, it might be some dynamic that's going on in your personal life relative to a neighbor. In other words, whatever it is you're feeling emotion around, what you're wanting to do is to come to the place that you realize that the circumstance does not have to change in order for you to begin closing the gap. And as you close that gap, then the circumstance has to change. It's not possible for you to have become something vibrationally and feel good if you're holding yourself apart from it. It's not possible for you to have become something vibrationally and turn yourself again and again by letting go of the oars and allowing yourself to move in the stream. It's not possible for you to not come into vibrational alignment with it. And it is not possible, once you've come into vibrational alignment with it, for it not to change. People say, give me the change and then I'll feel better. And we say, affect feeling better and then you'll get the change. It's sort of been the standoff that we've had with our physical friends for a very long time. Give me the change and I will feel better. And we say, feel better and then you'll get the change. And they will say, okay, I'll do it to affect the manifestation. And we say, then we still have some work to do. We want you to have the manifestation that you seek, but we want you to find a way to affect the change, because we want you to feel good in your now. And why would we want you to feel good in your now? Because we feel good in our now, and we want you to come to where we are. In other words, we want you to feel the clarity, the vitality, and the sensation of love that comes from releasing resistance. Oh, and by the way, then you'll get everything you want. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.